Went to the window and I saw like the bullets going everywhere.
He hid out in a bathroom wondering if he'd see his family again tonight. We're hearing firsthand accounts from a shooting that erupted at an Oakland school campus.
You're just scared. You're just thinking the worst. Just want to see your kids.
You're watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello, thanks for joining us. A lot to cover tonight. Police are looking for at least one shooter who rushed the King Estate campus in East Oakland this afternoon and started firing. A total of six adults were wounded, two critically, in an incident Oakland's mayor said, quote, shocks the soul. Now, the campus on Fontaine Street houses several different schools, ranging from middle to high school. Classes were in session when the shots rang out just before one this afternoon, sending staff, students, and shortly after, parents into utter panic.
We had to lock down the buildings, and we had to close our blinds and stuff, and it was kind of scary.
Relieved to see mom and dad show up.
I was really relieved to see them, that they were okay and I was okay.
Jaceon is 10 years old. KPXY's Katie Nelson joins us now. She's live at Highland Hospital, where three of the five victims were taken. Katie, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Juliet, right now, those three victims are here at Highland Hospital in Oakland. They are 18, 19, and 58 years old, two of them in critical condition, and the other one is expected to survive. Now, we had the chance to talk with Henry, who's one of the employees at the school. He talked with us about what he saw and heard earlier today.
I went to the window, and I saw, the bullets going everywhere. I was like, is this some kind of, someone is playing? And I saw my coworkers running away. And then I saw this guy getting up and he was bleeding. I was like, oh my God, this is not a game. This is real.
The shooting happened just after 12:45 this afternoon at the King Estate campus on Fontaine Street in Oakland. The campus is home to three Oakland Unified schools, including Ruisdael Continuation and Newcomer High Schools. And according to police, the shooting was at the Ruisdael portion of the campus, which is where Henry works.
I was thinking about my life. I was like, let's go, let's run away. And I told two of my coworkers next to me, I was like, let's go to the bathroom. Let's go and hide ourselves.
In all, six people were shot. Investigators say all six were affiliated with the school, but would not go into detail about how they were connected. Sources tell KPIX5 they believe this could have been a targeted attack, the target possibly being one of the students.
I completely understand the fear, the emotion, the panic when shootings are occurring at our schools with our young children. And it's completely and wholly unacceptable.
Now, Oakland police have not released any information about suspects in this case, but according to law enforcement sources, witnesses told them that three gunmen drove up to the school, got out of the car, started shooting, then got back in that same car and drove away again. Still have not received any information about suspects or possible arrests in this case. Live in Oakland, Katie Nielsen, KPIX5.
Katie, thank you for all of that new information. Appreciate it.
We start tonight's meeting with incredibly heavy hearts. We share the grief, fear, hurt, and loss of the people who were injured and their families.
In the past hour, the Oakland School Board addressed the shooting at its meeting underway right now. And joining us now to talk more about this is OUSD spokesman John Sasaki. And John, thank you so much. I know this isn't a Zoom or topic you want to do. Unfortunately, you're here with us tonight to talk about security and moving forward. But let's lay out kind of what happened today and what happens moving forward for the students, the parents, the faculty.
Yeah, thank you, Juliet. I do want to point out, by the way, the kids that you showed earlier at the very beginning of the show, those are kids who go to Oakland Academy of Knowledge, which is up the street from the location, the King Estate campus where this all happens. But they were kind of caught up in it because that whole area was shut down so by the police, that is. So I just want to clarify that those were not students who were at this site where this all went down. But obviously, it's an extremely traumatic event for so many people on that campus and who are connected to the campus, our students, our staff, our families. I do want to point out that when this all went down shortly before 1 o'clock, our staff was very quick at handling a very traumatic, very high stress situation, getting kids who are outside into classrooms, securing them, making sure that the campus is locked down, getting anybody who needed medical care, the medical care that they needed, getting the police there as well. We want to thank the police department for being there as well to ensure that our campus is secure. So, you know, extremely traumatic. And this really speaks to what's been going on in the city of Oakland here. Recently, that you know, the past 6-8 months or so has been very difficult here in Oakland. And you know, despite the fact that this kind of thing is happening, it's now happening, you know, has happened in one of our schools here. It, you know, this is not who we are. This is not Oakland. This is not you know, what really our district is all about. It's not what the city is all about. You know, our city is made up of wonderful people, wonderful families, wonderful students, wonderful residents. And so this is not who we are. And we as a community need to come together to address this in a way that is unrivaled, because we need to get a handle on this and get this kind of violence to stop.
Absolutely. I mean, how as a community and school district do you actually say enough is enough, and you need enough voices to do that? I want to get to one question that a lot of people are asking right now. We don't have armed security on campus. That was disbanded. You told me earlier you have climate and culture ambassadors. They're not officers. So what does that mean for security moving forward?
Well, let me point out. So we used to have a police department here in the district, and that was disbanded after the George Floyd situation happened, and we had the George Floyd resolution, which the board passed a while back to disband our police department. But they weren't armed security per se. They would respond to situations on our campuses. And so, you know, we do have the ambassadors who support our students. They are unarmed. But it really is about building culture, building climate where our students understand, and anybody else who's on our campus understands, that the way you resolve conflict is without violence, that the way you handle anger is by managing it and dealing with it and moving forward in a way that is not harmful to you or to anybody else. We know very well that when something like this happens, it only causes harm. It causes harm to the people who perpetrate it. It causes harm to the people who are caught up in it, including, you know, perhaps some people who are completely, you know, not involved in whatever situation pops up, possibly innocent bystanders. And so, you know, we need to, as a community, as you know, as police, as a city, as the district, as churches and nonprofits, all the partners that we have across the city, we need to come together and make it very, very clear that not only is this unacceptable behavior, but we have alternatives for everybody, that there are other ways to handle that kind of conflict, that there are other ways to handle the kind of anger that so many people in our community and really across the country are handling right now. So we need to focus on that and make sure that there is an alternative that people know that they can turn to.
No doubt about it. John Sasaki, thank you. Obviously some healing moving forward, and you'll give us the latest information on even if there is school tomorrow. I think you mentioned that, so you'll be sending out a news release.
I'll find out about that and I'll let everybody know.
Okay, I know you will. All right, John Sasaki, thank you so much. All right, let's move forward to Governor Newsom responding with this tweet saying, quote, today's shooting at an Oakland school was horrifying act of violence that has grown too familiar. Yet again, our kids were in the crossfire. This cannot continue. Gun violence has taken too much from our communities. And this from the A's, quote, today's senseless act of violence occurred in our backyard. We are saddened by the news of a school shooting in East Oakland. Our thoughts are with all who were injured and all of the families impacted by this tragedy. May we come together as a community to support and uplift one another.